Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. President Biden's plans to massively expand the nation's social programs and investments against climate change are moving ahead. This weekend, the House Budget Committee advanced the bill for an expected floor debate this week. But NPR's Elena Moore reports not even the president's own party is entirely on board.
The committee voted 20 to 17 in favor of sending the bill to the House floor. Congressman Scott Peters, a moderate Democrat, was the only member of his party to vote no, joining all 16 Republicans on the committee. The bill, which includes major investments in climate provisions and social programs, is a large part of Biden's policy agenda. But moderate and progressive Democrats are continuing to fight over the total cost. Conversations also remain tense between Senate Democrats as several key moderate voices continue to hold back on support. And with just a slim party majority in both chambers, every vote counts. Elena Moore, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. officials are reopening the international border crossing in Del Rio, Texas. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from San Antonio. It was closed for more than a week after thousands of migrants set up camp around the bridge at the Rio Grande.
Trade and travel operations are getting back to normal in Del Rio, Texas, Saturday. Officials say they expect to open the crossing for all cargo traffic by Monday. The international crossing had been closed since September 17th as thousands of migrants, mostly Haitians, began forging the Rio Grande River from Mexico and setting up an improvised encampment under the bridge. On Friday, the last of the migrants had been removed by U.S. officials. Around 2,000 people were deported on flights back to Haiti. Authorities also released thousands into the country or sent them to other U.S. immigration processing facilities to determine whether they could stay in the U.S. Thousands more Haitians remain in Mexico and countries in Central and South America. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, San Antonio.
Iceland has become the first European country where women will hold the majority of parliamentary seats. The BBC's Risto Pukka reports 33 women are joining the governing body and men will hold 30 seats.
Women have long played a major role in Icelandic politics. In 1980, Vigdís Finnbogadóttir became the world's first elected female president, and she held the office for a record 16 years. The position is mainly ceremonial, but women have also been at the forefront of day-to-day politics in Iceland. For most of the time, since 2009, they have held the post of prime minister, and the governments led by Jóhanna Sigurðardóttir and Katrín Jakobsdóttir have been longer lived and more stable than ones where the prime minister has been male.
The BBC's Risto Pukka reporting. You're listening to NPR News. The 74th annual Tony Awards are being handed out tonight in a long-delayed ceremony at Broadway's Winter Garden Theater. Jeff London reports from New York, because of the pandemic, only shows that opened before mid-February 2020 were eligible to be nominated.
The ceremony was originally scheduled for June 2020, but nominations were postponed until last October. Tonight, Broadway stars Audra McDonald and Leslie Odom Jr. will host the two-part event. Most awards will be given between 7 and 9 p.m. in a ceremony streamed on Paramount+. The big awards, Best Musical Play and Play Revival, will be handed out in primetime as part of a live concert event on CBS titled Broadway's Back. The three shows nominated for Best Musical are Tina, Jagged Little Pill, and Moulin Rouge. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
A 24-hour global concert is underway to raise awareness about issues that affect the whole planet: climate change, hunger, and vaccine equity. Elton John kicked off the Global Citizen Festival in Paris. Lizzo, J-Lo, and Ed Sheeran are among dozens of performers in New York, London, Seoul, and elsewhere. Tens of thousands of people are attending the concerts in person, while many more are tuning into the broadcast. Organizers say the goal is not to raise money, rather to rally citizens and encourage world leaders to take action. I'm Amy Held in Washington, and you're listening to NPR News.